Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
If you had to pick a place that you'd want to be today,
it's a big old land with countless
in North Dakota, not like on some beach somewhere. You'd probably say Tioga, Williston, Watford City.
Yeah, for sure.
They've escaped the Arctic blast that we have here. I hesitate to call it a blizzard because it really wasn't a blizzard. The Weather Service defines a blizzard as, according to their definition, it was a blizzard. But according to our version of a blizzard, having lived through many, it was not really a blizzard, but it was a significant snowstorm that did close down a lot of roads. In fact, all of eastern North Dakota is impacted by this. The entire eastern half of the state of North Dakota either has no travel advised or roads that are closed. Bismarck to Fargo, I-94 closed. Border to border, North Dakota to South Dakota, Canada, the Canada-North Dakota border to the South Dakota-North Dakota border, closed. Highway 2, Grand Forks to Devil's Lake, closed. Many other highways as well, which is, I mean, literally the entire southeast quadrant of North Dakota. 281, closed. 34, closed. 27, closed. 11, closed. I mean, it's just, phew, 200, closed. Mayville Road there. So it's... it is amazing. We're going to talk with North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Ewand and also Sergeant Jesse Graybo of the Minnesota State Highway Patrol a little later on the program to get you an update on the road conditions. So that is coming up in minutes. And then we'll talk with a former Manhattan Assistant District Attorney to walk us through what now in the Trump indictment. One of the biggest surprises for me yesterday, Kevin, in this whole charade, Trump in court in New York.
Do tell.
He goes in there. He is indicted, meaning, okay, we formally are charging you. He pleads not guilty. And they say, we'll see you in December.
Oh, yeah.
December! This, to me, seems insane. Now you're dragging it into 2024.
Of course they are.
Which is pretty close to the next election. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Wow.
You, if you were writing a script, I mean, I don't know that you could plan it out any better on the calendar, you know, strategically, you know, tactically trying to plan how to steal another election. You know, there you go.
His next appearance will be less than a year from the election. That to me seems... I mean, they're not arresting anybody, nor charging anybody. They're downgrading what are crimes in New York. I mean, come on.
We need to stop paying attention to this. It's theater. It's nothing. Stop. We need to stop talking about it and stop. I want to talk about Japan starting to buy oil from Russia because the, you know, the sanction at $60 price point apparently is going to be ignored by more than Japan now. You know. There's so many bigger fish to fry, guys. Come on.
But they're trying to take Trump down.
They won't. Won't matter. It's nothing. His base isn't affected at all by it. See the crowd he had down just at Mar-a-Lago last night? I mean, and the crowds when he was heading to the airport and the crowds when he got to New York. And, I mean, yeah, well, they'll keep trying. They're going to keep trying. But
I don't think there's any chance he gets a fair
bluff.
I don't think there's any chance he gets a fair trial.
Oh, of course
None.
Not.
So why not plead guilty and be done with this?
Good point.
If a jury,
he hasn't shown, they haven't shown their entire bluffed hand yet. They've only shown a couple of cards. He wants to
I guess you would first try to have it dismissed.
Wants to put it all on parade.
You know, you'd first go for those motions, but I don't know. Anyway, we're going to ask a former assistant district attorney in the Manhattan office. In other words, he was he's out of the office now, but he was in the Manhattan assistant. He was a Manhattan assistant district attorney. He was in the district attorney's office, just like what the office at Bragg holds now. So he'll give us some insight into this. We're going to test Kevin's theory with Wayne Root. Some have called him the Las Vegas version of Trump. He is a best-selling conservative author of 16 books, syndicated newspaper columnist, was a libertarian vice presidential nominee, hosts the daily Wayne Allen Root Show. We're going to ask him, Kevin, what he thinks about your theory. Just say, just forget about it. It's a distraction. Let's focus on the real matters at hand, including the border and foreign policy, what's happening on the oil front, all of that. So
the economy, maybe pay attention to that, and let's actually see some real progress on some things. I'm sure he's down. I don't know who isn't really down with that.
And then we'll wrap up the program with a conversation with Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions to talk about a recently announced milestone. They've hit 70% of the proposed pipeline route easement agreements now. Voluntary easement agreements with about 375 North Dakota landowners. That's about 70% of the proposed pipeline, so things are going darn well on that front. Here's how you join the program to talk to any of these guests or weigh in with your opinions. We welcome those, any and all. Call us at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can also call us locally at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. That is 271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Here's a text just came in. You said yesterday you wanted a name for this blizzard. I have it for you. Greta's Revenge. How dare you? You think they're referring to that, Greta? I'm blowing climate change for 2.5 hours this morning.
And that I'm sure you're using an electric snowblower too. So, kudos.
That little Swedish climate change queen has done a reverse osmosis and put the kibosh on us. I knew mocking her for so long would come back to bite us.
Oh yeah, karma.
Hasn't it though? Yeah. Greta's Revenge. The Grand Forks Herald used to name blizzards. Why not? We name hurricanes. I don't know. Texter says, Scott, two things for you. Jesse Waters had a great point in that they put Donald Trump in danger by telling the world and showing where the former president was and where he was going to be at exact times. A caveman could figure that out and target him for assassination. Second, did you read the tweet from the president of El Salvador? Trying to remember. I think we did the Hungarian president. I don't remember the tweet from the El Salvadorian president. Can you run that? You run that down, Kev?
I will see. Yeah.
As far as your earlier point on Jesse Waters, I think that's why the Secret Service had as much control over yesterday's events as they did, where there were no perp walks and there were no, you know, there were. But you're right. That's something that is a fair point.
I've got some of Waters last night with Annie McCarthy if you want to hear about the charges. Something really wrong as far as the charges go themselves. If we have time, we can roll that.
Go ahead, I got a minute.
Oh, okay, here we go. This is Waters last night on
Bragg put a real head-scratcher in his indictment today. Get a look at this. The defendant, Donald J. Trump, repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. Concealing damaging information from the voting public? Where have I heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's exactly what Team Biden did with the laptop. Andy McCarthy's a former federal prosecutor, and he joins me now. What difference is there in this case?
Well, there's no difference. What I would say, Jesse, is I kind of don't understand why this hasn't been more of a thing. But what Bragg is alleging is that Trump took a series of actions to defraud the voting public in connection with the 2016 election. The indictment then goes forward with all these counts that begin on February 14th, 2017, and continue until December 5th of 2017. That's all months after the 2016 election.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't even prior to the election. It was 4 months later. Whole thing makes you sick.
It's just ridiculous, man.
We'll check some of those road reports from the Highway Patrol in Minnesota and North Dakota when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Soundtrack, or what do we got here going?
Voulez-vous by ABBA.
ABBA!
The blonde in ABBA, Agneta, is 73 today.
They from Sweden? No.
Yes, they are.
They're Swedish, right?
Yeah, her name is Agneta Fältskog. Fältskog.
Can you explain something to me? Why is it that people have accents. Like if you're from Sweden, you obviously have an accent. You're singing in English, but when I hear you sing, I don't detect the accent.
Some you do. Just because, you know, it depends on the. I mean, I'm sure the stuff they recorded that was marketed in Europe, totally different deal. They sing in their language and a lot of the stuff too. So it depends on the market, you know. They tool the songs so that they sell in America.
Yeah, amazing. Sergeant Jesse Grabo is here from the North Dakota State Highway Patrol. Sergeant Grabo, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. We're staying busy this morning. I guess conditions have improved, but it's still a little bit slippery out here, and we've got some cleanup from yesterday yet that we're dealing with.
So conditions are improving?
Well, as far as on the Minnesota side, I'd say yes, as far as what we've had. However, as we speak now, it looks like some of the snow is starting to pick up again, a little more limited visibility in some of these areas out here through the west, central, northwest area. Kind of depends on each spot you're at. I believe there's still a no travel advisory in the northwest portion, but again, we've got several semis that are still in the ditch that we're responding to and trying to help get them out. They've been sitting there since yesterday. They were loaded, needing to unload them, move the snow, and then get them back upright and hopefully get them out and get them on their way here.
The snow, especially at the beginning of the event yesterday, seemed to be a little more sleetish. Were you detecting more slippery conditions than some of these previous storms?
Yeah, we had just a interesting mixture of stuff from everything from sleet, slush, ice, I mean, wet roads, you name it, and just even some of these drifts out here. So with that being said, it was difficult as far as traveling in certain areas here, especially from about Rothay down just past Alexander. It was probably our busiest year as far as the north crashes because, again, that's where we see most of our traffic. However, with the North Dakota side having those roads closed, that has definitely made less traffic out here, which has, alleviated some of the problems. We've still had a number of crashes, rollovers, jackknife semis, things like that, but not as bad as it could have been right now. But again, it's still slippery out here. I mean, it's one of those days where you don't want to put the cruise control in. You're going to want to have the headlights on if you are traveling.
What is your advice? I know 94 is closed past, it's technical closed till Bismarck. No travel advised even yet west of Bismarck all the way to the Minnesota border. What is the status on 94?
Where the status is, I mean, it's slippery. I mean, plows are out, but it's slippery. It's ice covered. It's snow drifting up in spots. I guess if it's personal travel, I wouldn't do it. If you got appointments, things like that, I'd reschedule them. It's just one of those days where, again, you might get on the wrong side of a jackknife semi. So keep plenty of fuel in the vehicles if you are traveling. It could be sitting there a while. Just you never know what you're going to encounter out here as far as things on the freeway.
So 94 is open in Minnesota, but poor travel conditions, and proceed with caution, it sounds like.
Correct.
All right. Anything else you want to tell folks about best habits out there in this weather today?
Well, again, you're probably going to see a number of law enforcement, first responders, tow trucks, things like that alongside the roadways trying to help folks get them out of the ditch and whatnot. So with that being said, if you see us on the roadways with those flashing lights, just try to move over. And if you can't move over, at least slow down. We did have one trooper that was hit yesterday while attending to the scene of a crash. He was inside of a squad car, ended up getting hit by a semi. The trooper was transported by ambulance with what we believe non-life-threatening injuries, but still very concerning nonetheless.
Very good. Appreciate the update, Jesse. Thank you, and be safe out there. Appreciate what you and others in the State Patrol do for us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Minnesota State Patrol Sergeant Jesse Grabo. We're going to check in with North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Newland for a similar update in North Dakota in a moment here and get you what you need to know there as well. But don't forget there's one other element here. There is what has happened so far in this storm, and then there's what's coming because of the wind that is predicted to pick up significantly here around the noon hour. So that's one thing we got to watch pretty closely, for sure. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. And a day like today, if you are out and about, nothing like a little home cooking to make things a little bit better. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Swedish meatballs or Southern Chicken Bowl in West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th and I-29 Southern Chicken Bowl, lasagna at MP Avenue. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. Steak bites and gravy. Kidding me right now?
Hello.
45th Street. Yeah. 45th Street in Fargo. Wow. Does that sound any good? We're trying to track down Captain Ewan. We'll keep trying to do that. In the meantime, Kev, you have a disappointed group of liberals on MSNBC about the lack of there in this indictment.
Yeah, this was kind of across the CNN, MSNBC realm of all their legal analysts talking about the nothing burger that this is.
Here's where we're going to run into legal problems, because the indictment does not say what that second crime is, which is completely inexplicable to me. The entire point of an indictment is to tell the defendant, here's what you're charged with. But he said federal campaign election law, but this is New York State. So he said state election law, but this is a campaign for president, which is a federal office. And there's literally one word about this in the statement. In fact, said something about tax, but they didn't take a deduction. The real questions about this.
It's disappointment. It's hard to imagine convincing a jury that they should get there.
One source said to me, this is Donald Trump. You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
I had hoped that there would be more in the indictment.
You don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You do if the cameras only stay on you. You know, you do if the cameras only stay on you and you're whipping that knife around and you're looking bad and you're in the fight and you're taking shots with that knife. But turn the camera around and the guy really doesn't care because, you know, he's got a gun. But they never turn the camera around. So
this is really interesting. So the lefties are a little, they're a little worried.
We say it all the time. It's none of this is sustainable. It's all theater. It's like that, you know, Tom, you know, when you see Tom Cruise, literally, well, maybe he actually does those stunts, but all of this, none of it's real. There's no substance to it. So, and even, I don't care how politically biased you are, you can't sit even in New, I know you're worried about New York and so am I, but you can't sit on any kind of grand jury, any kind of jury, and look at this thing and go, yeah, man, sorry. Even I can't go there, you know. No.
Very interesting little development there. That the, and you know, others are saying, where is it? This was a Trump attorney, so you got to
maybe
take
they
it
can
for,
though in New York. I don't know.
Take it for what it's worth, but yeah. Trump's attorneys are saying this is a relief. An attorney for former President Trump on Wednesday dismissed the 34 federal charges as spin that will never make trial, insisting that it was a relief to see how weak the final indictment was. There's no crime at all, at all. This was Joe Tacopina on CBS Mornings in a round of interviews that he did after the thing. So this will be thrown out before trial. That'd be one way to do it.
Find me one lawyer besides Alvin Bragg and a few in his office that agree with him, that there's a case there. Find me one. I mean, I can't find any. There's not even any on MSNBC or whatever.
Well, one theory here is he could have checked the box and now, you know, he realizes, look, okay, I did this, so I saved myself politically, but others didn't agree with me. It's thrown out. I'm done. See you later. Bye.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Cajun Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Cajun Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit Cajun Movers. .com to set your appointment.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
USA News Update. The next in-person hearing for former President Trump's criminal case in New York is 8 months away. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in.
The indictment of a former president is unprecedented in our history. And at every stage of the criminal proceeding, the stakes grow higher.
Three Democrats are losing their committee assignments in the Tennessee House after they took part in raiding the state Capitol building in an attempt to stop state business, mainly as part of an anti-gun protest. Tennessee House Republicans voted Monday to strip committee assignments from State Representative Justice Jones. Justin J. Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
With his ABBA bumper music. Yeah, but I tell you, it's good stuff.
This reminds me of 63 KDWB.
What, 1.9 KDWB.
Yeah. There you go, yeah.
28 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Rolling along, North Dakota Highway Patrol Road Report in just a moment. Then we'll talk with a former Manhattan Assistant District Attorney. Unpack yesterday in the courtroom a little bit for you. Hey, did you know that oil and natural gas in North Dakota, that industry touches every single corner of our state. It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Captain Brian Newman, North Dakota Highway Patrol, is here with us on the program for an update on North Dakota roads. I don't know that I've seen in any storm this winter, and there's been a lot of them, the amount of road closures throughout eastern North Dakota. You're dealing with a lot of closed roads right now, aren't you, Captain?
This is a really difficult storm with just the type of snow that's falling, the wind that we've had, and the amount of snow that we've had falling as well. You know, the snow is going to start stopping today, but those winds are actually going to pick up through the day today. And I don't really see much changing today for road closures in the eastern part of the state. There's possibility some roads could reopen, but the majority of them will most likely stay closed through the day unless there's some sort of miracle.
How are motorists heeding these road closure warnings? Are they doing a pretty good job there?
Yeah, this storm, I think, is, you know, there's so much media buzz around this storm. National Weather Service had so much information out there. Department of Transportation, our agency, local law enforcement has been pushing out a lot of information. And we really have not had a lot of issues. Unfortunately, we do have some people stranded really out in the middle of nowhere on county roads, on some of our state highway system, on gravel roads that have been trying to get around these road closures that we're having a difficult time to try and get to. You know, they're stuck out really in the middle of nowhere. They're not from the area. They're just following a GPS device on their vehicle. It's telling them to drive down a random road when they should be traveling on the interstate system. And they're just not using any common sense. So we are rescuing a few people out there, but it's not been a ton. It's been impressive the amount of people that have just kind of heeded the warnings we've provided earlier this week and then through the storm and are kind of staying put until conditions improve.
What are your recommendations for today for motorists?
Today is going to be a day. It's, you know, we're going to have the snow ending. So we got to just kind of see what that really entails for us when the snow finally stops. But the wind is going to increase this afternoon. So we're just not sure exactly with this type of snow what the conditions are going to be. Right now, DOT is out plowing. It's really hard to move the snow. When they get the snow off the roadway, it's compacted snow and ice with the temperatures that we have and the wetness of the snow. It's frozen to the roadway. So this is really, really difficult to move. Visibility is going to be poor all day long, so we're just going to kind of monitor exactly to see, you know, what's going to happen today. I suspect that road closures will continue through today, and what the goal is that once the winds die down around midnight tonight, 2 o'clock in the morning, DOT is going to get out there during those early morning hours, so tomorrow morning, hopefully, we can have roads start reopening earlier than we normally would.
All right, very good. Anything else you want to tell us?
Biggest thing is just continue to monitor those travel information maps. There's a lot of good resources and information on there, whether it's wind speeds, radar, the road conditions. You can see, you know, traffic cameras. You can see plow operators, the cameras, and some of those plows out there as well. Continue to monitor that. Continue to monitor just social media sites for the Highway Patrol, the DOT, National Weather Service. There's a lot of great information out there. The roads are closed, so stay where you're at. If you are stuck out there, you've made the decision you're going to try and drive around those road closures and you get stuck, call 911. That'll give us GPS coordinates to know exactly where you're at because you might not know where you are. So call 911 and we'll work our way towards you. It just might take a little while to get there.
Very good. Appreciate the update. As always, thanks to you and members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We appreciate what you do.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. Captain Brian Neewen heads up the Fargo District of the North Dakota Highway Patrol on the latest on the roads. All right. Back to the news at hand. Next guest is a former assistant district attorney in the Manhattan District, which would be exactly where you-know-who is at right now, Alvin Bragg. Also a former Trump White House senior aide, and has legal experience that spans across government to financial compliance and economic empowerment. So he can unpack this indictment for us. Chris Pilkerton. Chris, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great. Glad you're here. Appreciate it very much. What did you make, first of all, of what was Bragg had to show his hand yesterday, and some people even on the left are saying, boy, there's no beef, there's no there. What's your take?
Yeah, showing his hand, he did and he didn't, right? They showed the indictment, and, you know, the indictment really focused on business records. In my experience and in the white-collar cases that I did, business records are certainly part of it. You know, that's sort of the black and white piece of it that you can prove, you know, depending on the circumstances, that this was either a false statement or not. But that's a misdemeanor. And so the theory here is this idea of bootstrapping it up to a felony wasn't included in the indictment. The specific crimes weren't. And I think, as you just mentioned, a lot of legal commentators and law enforcement folks have looked at that and said, well, you know, what is it going to be? The district attorney made reference to it in his comments, citing both the New York state election law, and I think a legitimate question there as well, it's referencing a federal election, and then obviously the fact that some of the other federal authorities have passed on it. So I don't, you know, this is not going to be an easy lift through kind of what I'll call the administrative parts of this process with respect to motions, and the discovery process, even before you get to a trial. And folks, once again, on the left have said things. I saw some quotes this morning saying, you know, they don't see a way to a felony, and how are you going to convince a jury to get there? And these are very seasoned law enforcement folks. So, the DA has a very, very heavy lift in front of them.
Matt in Fargo, question or comment for our guest? You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Is there a concern? This is one of the things that's come up, and to your point about, you know, tying the misdemeanor to a felony, and if it just goes through with a misdemeanor, you know, I remember Webb Hubble on the courthouse steps in Little Rock when he was indicted, talking about how prosecutors can indict a ham sandwich. You know, after Bill Clinton was impeached, the ensuing three presidential administrations have been two more impeachment proceedings after that one, after having only one in our history. Is this setting a precedent for a misdemeanor indictment that any now prosecutor in crazy state USA is going to feel emboldened down the road for political reasons? I say that because Bragg ran on this being a political reason. Is this going to make it much more likely that we're going to see indictments for misdemeanors going forward?
Yeah, Matt, I mean, it's a great question, and I think that's one of the big concerns that folks have. This process could be politicized by, you know, conservative or liberal prosecutors, it wouldn't really matter. So if this does have some precedent-setting value, that certainly is an issue. But I think it's also worth noting that, you know, when I was up in the DA's office, I was there in the late 90s into the early 2000s, And New York City into the 80s and the 90s, the crime rate was incredibly high. It was incredibly unsafe. And then, Mayor Giuliani, Robert Morgenthau, and others brought this concept of a broken windows theory and really trying to address crime at the street level. The quality of life went up. There's that phrase from Tip O'Neill, all politics is local. I think law enforcement is local, too, because at the end of the day, your job is to keep people safe.
Anything else, Matt? He's gone. Okay, appreciate that very much. Here's my question. You mentioned earlier that the motions are going to be not just going through the motion. They're going to have a real chance of success, and I saw the attorney for Trump said as much yesterday. He just never – what else is he going to say, right? He said, surprised me that there was this little there, and we're definitely going to, work to get this thrown out. I'm surprised by the timeline. I mean, he's not back there till December, less than a year till the election. I mean, they're obviously not setting their calendar to the election, but, I mean, one could argue this is, really asking a lot of Trump to say, hey, stay put until December. How much of those motions and the effort to throw out this case will happen between now and December?
Yeah, there'll be, obviously a lot of motions are going to be made, and there'll be the motion practice back and forth. And I also don't know, to be honest with you, just the process that's going to be impacting this. When we saw that, downtown Manhattan, there were so many folks down there, court officers, police officers, and that's such a strain on the city. And I believe the judge has asked the president to or ordered the president to come back in December. Some of these things can be done without the defendant present if all the parties and the judge approve. But he's coming back. And so I think in December we're going to see that same, amount of people just because of the nature of who this person is and the safety and the process and, quite honestly, the safety of the city down there. And if this does happen to go to trial, then you're talking about weeks and weeks, if not months, of that same scenario. So just the resources alone that are being put into this, taking away the merits, but just the resources alone, I think it's really going to be tough on the city.
Is there any chance he gets a fair trial in Manhattan?
Oh, that's a great question. That's obviously going to be one of the motions that they make. People certainly have their opinions of Donald Trump across the country, but New York City, that's where he has made his mark. So, everyone absolutely knows him there. When you go through the jury selection process, you're going to have the judge asking questions. Both attorneys are going to be able to ask questions. So, I think you're also going to have hundreds of people, if it does happen to stay in New York, you're going to have hundreds of people going through that jury panel, and what could normally be a few hour process could take weeks and weeks, if not months. And that's just jury selection before you've even called a witness.
I have a question. I'm going to hold you over the break here and get your answer when we come back, because I'm curious, if they could plead this to a misdemeanor, which I have no idea if that's possible. That's what I want to ask you. Is it possible to plead to a misdemeanor? And if so, would it make sense to plead guilty and just be done when you have zero chance of succeeding with a jury? Or will a chance of a change of venue be possible with the judge? I want to talk about that when we come back, so stay tuned. Brought to you today by our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You know what I got sitting in the parking lot? That's right, Chevy Silverado. The High Country. Think I have any problems getting to work today? Of course not. Get yours at Puckledge. ValleyCity.com. Have new and used waiting right now.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Really hasn't been a blizzard until the winds start whipping up for eastern North Dakota. Our listeners in northwest North Dakota, just enjoy the fact you don't have a blizzard. You dodged a bullet, that's for sure. But eastern North Dakota, different story. And likely these road closures are going to continue into tomorrow because the wind is going to pick up. What did Dean say? Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki on the winds again.
Oh, it depends where you are, 30, 40, gusting to 50.
And yeah, so. Starting again when?
Well, right now, on the tail end of this thing as it's coming through.
Okay.
So we're not going to, it'll calm down by Friday, I'm thinking.
Oh, thank you.
On the eastern half of the state and into northwestern and western, most of western Minnesota, same thing, the winter storm advisories, et cetera, looking like still going to end tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So even though the snow and the wind didn't come at the same time, the snow came nice and fluffy, and now the wind's going to pick up and blow it all around. So
that's going to be
a know the drill.
I thought he said about noon, but any time here.
Yep, any time. Yep.
All right, let's continue our chat with former Manhattan Assistant District Attorney and former Trump White House Senior Advisor Chris Pilkerton is with us today on the program. So a couple questions, Chris. First, let me back up. You've done, obviously, some work in the area of financial compliance. If I pay my lawyer for anything and I put in my books, you know, here's my lawyer, here's what I paid him, is that a crime?
No, under standard accounting practices, if that's an expense to your company, then it wouldn't be. But obviously there's some unique circumstances here. And that's going to be the burden that, you know, they're ultimately going to have to prove. There's, you know, the intent component, to this and what was the intention behind it. And, you know, you get to that through records, right? Of course, as you mentioned, but you also get to that through the witness testimony. And you've got some witnesses in this case. And once again, this assumes it goes to trial. You've got witnesses, that have made a lot of statements, some sworn. And, you know, I've told folks, I think the cross-examination of some of these witnesses may be longer than the direct, in large part because there's a lot to talk about. And this case these facts have been around for so long that, you know, there's been just a lot of people who would be witnesses talking about it. And the other thing about a trial is, as everyone knows, is when you're talking about stuff that's a few years old, not everyone has a perfect memory. And so it's that part of it makes no trial, regardless of how confident a prosecutor is, a slam dunk.
All right. So back to the change of venue. From a legal perspective, what's the threshold? What's the criteria to get a change of venue? In other words, move the jury, move the court case, and get out of the Manhattan.
Yeah, so generally speaking, you look at things like, is there going to be excessive pretrial publicity? Do you have a jury pool that's already biased? There's sort of a catch-all concept of in the interest of justice. You know, the problem here is that he's certainly the most recognized man in the United States, not the world. So, you know, the argument would be, well, it really doesn't matter whether it's in New York because we're going to have the same issue, you know, somewhere else. And, you know, because he actually has ran in elections and has a record, you know, would you make the argument, okay, well, let's move it somewhere else where there's more of a 50-50, you know, political balance or something like that. So, there's going to be a lot of arguments on both sides being made. And we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of arguments to move it. But I don't know that will ultimately happen, assuming that, once again, it goes to a trial.
That's all on the judge?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's all his.
It's going to be on the judge.
Yeah,
and you can appeal
call.
These things, right? I mean, all these things can be appealed, but it's on the judge.
And by the way, speaking of that, Kevin, you had a question earlier about how high the appeal can go. Where does, you know, if Trump loses and appeals, and it goes to what court? How high does this go?
Yeah, so the Supreme Court, it's actually in New York County, so Manhattan. It's called the Supreme Court, and that's where the trial would be. So it's a little confusing. And it would work its way through the New York State process. And then ultimately, you know, you can move it into the federal process, and it can make its way, you know, all the way up, as they say. And it would be a really interesting process, in large part because what your caller asked is, what's the precedent here, right? I mean, ultimately, you know, courts are going to be looking at the law, but, you know, from a policy perspective, what does this case do to, you know, to local prosecutors that are looking to essentially start prosecuting federal crimes, even though, you know, the federal authorities may have already passed. So there's a big policy issue here, and I think that's greatly concerning.
just a few seconds left. Any sense that it would make sense to plead this, you know, down to a misdemeanor and be done with it?
After watching the president's comments last night, I don't necessarily think that's in the cards, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's defiant about it, and I would be too, when it's a bunch of sham charges. Good information. Chris Pilkerton, thank you so much for your expertise today. We appreciate you. More coming up.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid, as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.